This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Today, we're exploring obsolescence from a number of different perspectives, including the practical and the emotional and the economic. While some obsolete items get thrown into the junk heap, others grow in value and become collectibles. 2 years ago, Forbes magazine predicted that the global video game industry will hit $82 billion by 2017. Though much of that revenue will come from gaming on mobile platforms, there's still a group of gamers dedicated to consoles, even retro consoles. Michael Thomason holds the Guinness Book of World Records record for largest video game collection. He had 10,607 games when he won the title. He's now well over 11,000. And Michael Thomason, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you.
When did you start collecting video games?
Well, it was in the early 80s. I asked for a ColecoVision from my parents for Christmas, and I didn't get it, but I did get a game, and I read the manual and looked at the box for a year until the following holiday when I did.
And you thought, I'm on to something?
Well, I don't think I realized what kind of ball I was getting rolling, but yes, it has consumed my life.
So you started as a player. Have you played every game in your collection?
I have not. How many copies of Mary-Kate and Ashley does a grown man need, right? but I have played the majority of them. I'd say I've probably played a good 70 to 80% of them.
How many of them can still be played? I mean, many games could only be played on old consoles or old school TVs, which don't plug into today's monitors.
Well, I can play all of them. There's workarounds for most systems, but what's really elusive is some of the early Japanese systems.
It sounds like the collection of this scale must be very expensive. Many of the games still obsolete. Why are people willing to shell out big bucks for them?
I don't know, because I'm not one of those people. You know, I've been doing this for 35 years, and I bought them. They were cheap, and I bought them before it kind of became in vogue, right? You know, when I was playing and playing the games, I was still what we call a basement player, because you were ashamed to come out in public, right? Let people know you played video games. But the industry's grown up, and Sony came along and made it cool. So now there's a demand, right?
Well, it looks as though your collection is still in your basement. I mean, I watched a video of you and a load of friends counting your collection. And I wonder, do your friends think, you know, this is kind of an eccentric habit, or do they come by and want to borrow games from you or play on your consoles?
Well, it's funny. Until I went for the Guinness, none of my friends even knew I had the amount of games that I had. I always kind of kept it quiet. So a lot of them were quite shocked when the moment came and they were invited to be part of the Guinness event. You know, it's the most common pastime in the world for entertainment. You know, it eclipses movies and television combined. But I can't seem to find a good steady player here since I moved to New York. So.
Well, Michael, you've had to sell off portions of your collection twice in the past. That must have hurt. Can you tell us how you decided what to sell and why you had to sell them?
Well, the first time I sold my games, it was pretty easy because it was right after the game crash in the mid-80s and there weren't any new games coming out. And about that time, I was a teenager and I got in a car and discovered freedom and learned about girls, right? And so I wasn't really focused on the gaming. Years later, we just hit our 14th anniversary. My wife and I got married. And, you know, a wedding's expensive, and there's more than just the actual wedding costs. So I didn't sell off my complete collection then, but I sold off three complete sets, which was probably about a third of the collection to help out.
Well, you managed to recoup almost all of the games you sold. Now, why go through that effort to get back all of the same games instead of just going and buying new ones?
Well, I bought the same games and new ones. Kind of funny, one of the games that I sold it for $100 and now sells for over
$3,000. Wow.
Is a game called Magical Chase, which is kind of funny because that's the kind of chase I'm on trying to buy it back.
Now, is this like asking if you have a favorite child, if you have a favorite game in your collection?
I do, and until a couple of years ago, I really didn't have a favorite, and a big franchise is Resident Evil, and I played them, and I thought they were good, but when Resident Evil 4 came out, I was floored. That's what I call the perfect game. And right behind it is a game called Alan Wake. It's not well known, but it's like a Stephen King book on the screen that's interactive. It's beautiful.
Well, Michael Thomason, what a pleasure talking to you. Congratulations on your record.
Thank you so much.
Michael Thomason is a video game historian and an adjunct professor of digital media arts at Canisius College. That's in Buffalo, New York. He's also Guinness Book of World Records holder for largest video game collection. You can find more, including a link to a video chronicling his win, at wordofmouthradio.org. A little postscript to that story. After we spoke with Michael Thomason, we saw that he'd put his entire video game collection online. We asked him why, and in an email he wrote, quote, "I have obligations to those I love, and selling the collection is one way of meeting them. I want my daughter to go to Catholic school." Well, the starting bid was $1, and at last check, the bidding was at $750,000 with 3 days to go. The bidding ends this Sunday at 10:30 p.m. Pretty safe to say his daughter is going to be attending a really good Catholic school. Well, that about does it for today's show on obsolescence. And we leave you with a few sounds that are now gasping their last breaths. Thank you.